Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Philosophy. Wow, where the heck did January go? 26. Hit me with an R. If you would like me to start with a rant, I don't want to necessarily go straight to the rant if it's early for you. Hit me with that. Yeah, everyone's sick. Yeah, it's true. Everyone is sick. Rant time. All right. Somebody writes, oh, Zimf. Hey, Steph. Put this out there last live stream, but I'm so excited to share this with you. Did my first B2B job, business job. Made good money, provided the value I was paid. Customer was happy. I was happy. Clear conscience. Building a good reputation in the local business community. Thank you again, Steph. I'm thrilled. Congratulations. Good for you. Rant. All right. So have you heard the people who were saying, well, you know, if illegals are deported in America, you know, they pick the food, they pick the vegetables, and therefore everyone's going to starve because without very cheap labor to pick the vegetables, nothing can be grown or picked or make it to market. And so the price of food is going to go through the roof, which of course would have been the exact argument as to why slavery shouldn't have been ended, and thank God it was. So people who just, it must be so bizarre to be so confident and so utterly, utterly wrong. Of course, the reality is, let's say that the average illegal in America gets $20,000 a year, no particular benefits, paid cash, usually under the table or whatever. So let's say that the price goes to $40,000 a year. Well, what does that do? That raises the incentive to automate. That's all. It just raises the incentive to automate. When you have slaves, you don't invest in labor-saving devices. When you have illegals, you don't invest in automation. And the entire modern economy is based upon the price of labor going up to the point where things can be automated. That's it. That's all it has to do with. And so it just must be a wild thing to be so fucking stupid and so fucking certain at the same time. There's no other factors. There's no second cause effects. There's no layers. There's nothing you don't understand. It's just, well, if the price of labor goes up, then the price of goods has to go up. Yeah, that's it. Like, this is the same thing with people who don't have any clue about public choice. Well, we'll just give a lot of money to the poor and they won't be poor anymore. Because, you know, you give money to the poor, they're not poor anymore. I mean, more money has been shoveled at the poor than the entire economy of the world 100 years ago, and they're still poor. So the idea that if you give money to the poor, they won't be poor anymore, it's a completely, like, this is what stupid people think. There's only one variable in the world, man. There's just one variable, that's it. One variable. Well, if the price of labor goes up for picking fruits and vegetables, then the price of fruits and vegetables is going to go up. Oh, I'm so smart. Like, nobody ever changes their decisions based upon the price of labor going up. It's wild, man. And keeping stupid people out of public discourse was the entire aim and purpose of having gatekeepers. Now, I'm glad that they're aren't gatekeepers around. I get that. It's good for me. But it also means that there's a bunch of stupid people out there spreading their stupidity like an airborne, or in this case, TCPIP-borne virus. Just a virus of retardation. Well, I mean, the welfare state was put in place not to help the poor, but to facilitate immigration. I mean, who's going to do all of the bad jobs if there aren't illegals? Who says those jobs need to be done by people? You know, there are robots that can clean toilets. There are robots that can pick grapes. There are robots that can pick strawberries. There are robots that can do all of this stuff. And what can you possibly say? I try to put myself in the mindset. Like, you know, if you've ever seen The Italian Job, there's that Asian guy who jams himself into this tiny canister. I do try. It's hazardous. It's difficult. It's dangerous. But I literally try to put myself in the mindset of absolutely stupid people. And I don't even blame them. Like, I don't blame them because they're stupid. They can't think beyond one variable. These are the people who's like, well, if you didn't eat breakfast this morning, how would you feel? But I did eat breakfast this morning. Like, they can you help it? No, it's, you know, they're just, this is the way they are. I don't even blame them for all of this, but I do try and put myself in this mindset. It's really disorienting and bizarre. It's a very bizarre mode of thought to think that there's only one variable in life and the answer is always force. There are poor people. How do we help them not be poor? Well, there are people who are poor because they're not smart, and I have sympathy for that. It's not their fault. Just an IQ thing. IQ is, as you know, 80% genetic. There's still a lot to work with. 80% genetic by late teens, it goes up from there. But just the idea that you just give people who can't defer gratification and don't plan for the future, you give them a lot of money and you won't just make their vices worse. You know, like when I worked up north way back in the day, right? The layout of these small towns was always the same. It was the post office, it was the beer store, and it was the convenience store. So you pick up your pokey check, you pick up your welfare check from the post office back in the day before direct deposits, and then you would go to the, I guess there was a bank in there too, but then you go to the liquor store, buy your liquor, then you go to the convenience store and buy your smokes and snacks. Smoke them if you got them. What can you do? What can you do? The idea that everyone is like everyone else is really one of the most toxic things in the world as a whole. Everyone's just these interchangeable people. Everyone is like everyone else. Everyone has the same potential. Everyone has the same intelligence. Everyone has the same abilities. They're just completely interchangeable. It's a really psycho view of humanity, which takes idiots and elites by storm. But what can you do? Well, you can spread the truth. It is pretty wild, you know, when I cruise on X from time to time, it is pretty wild to see people discussing all the stuff I was talking about 10 or 15 years ago, as if it's a revelation. It's a complete revelation. This woman wrote that she's a teacher. I guess she's a professor, sorry. She says, I'm no longer a teacher. I'm just a human plagiarism detector. I used to spend my grading time giving comments for improving writing skills. Now, most of that time is just checking to see if a student wrote their own paper. What a waste of life. Right. All right. So the CIA now says COVID did come from a Chinese lab in a studying reversal after years of denial under Biden, because it's science, baby. You know, science changes when the president changes, in the same way that physics and math changes when the president changes. So the CIA now says COVID did come from a Chinese lab. Well, I suppose it's kind of tough to blame the Chinese when they're funding your political class. When that political class changes, maybe you can criticize the Chinese again. I thought that was great. So what's that, 5 years? 5 years or so, or more. Proverbs 18:2, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Except that they don't think it's an opinion, right? Is this true? Every week, 21 fathers take their own life due to child access issues. Is that true? That's wild. So, this was nice. Somebody wrote Cerno and Poso appreciation post. And this is Mike Cernovich and, of course, Jack Posobiec. And this interface absolutely blows, because when you zoom in on a tweet, you lose your place in your list. But Cernovich wrote, which I thought was kind of nice, very nice, actually. Mike Cernovich wrote about other people who, you know, ushered in the golden age, as they call it, right? Breitbart, Alex Marlowe, Milo, Alam, Sargon of Akkad, the Memers, Paul the Great, Molyneux, everyone pitched in their way, which I thought was nice to hear. Nice to see. All right, let's get to your questions and comments and issues and criticisms. I am thrilled to hear. Yeah, people talking about themselves being sick. Yeah, there's something nasty, something wicked this way comes. That was nasty, man. I think the last time I was that sick was like, I don't know, like it was almost 20 years ago. I had bad food from a sandwich place, and I ended up passing out for the day. And of course, I thought, oh my God, I passed out for the day. I'm not going to get any sleep at night. Turns out, nope, sleep at night was totally fine. So I basically got like 16 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period. Somebody says, the sickness came through my neck of the woods a couple of weeks ago. I was hallucinating and lost 10 pounds. Vaxy superbugs, me thinks. Who knows? But yeah, it was nasty, man. And what did I have? I had a little bowl of yogurt and fruit yesterday. And that was it. If we end slavery, everybody will be naked. Well, and it's one thing to believe that back in the day, but we literally got rid of slavery and agricultural productivity went through the roof, right? As I've said before, like in the beginning of the 1900s, 80% of Americans were involved in farming. Now it's 2 or 3% and productivity is through the roof, right? You know, it's a funny thing. It's maybe this is sort of a demonic. It's a demonic thing, right? It's sort of a demonic thing that's going on, which is, will you sell all that is virtuous and peaceful in your society for money, right? Will you sell all that is virtuous and peaceful in your society for money? So there's this absolute lie that's going on these days, which is to say, well, we have a low birth rate and an aging population. So either you have to have endless immigration or you have to accept a significantly lower standard of living. That's a wild thing to say. First of all, people who are trying to con you will always give you two options to limit your thinking to those two options. So there is, of course, a collapse in the birth rate because women would rather date than raise children. So I get that. There's a collapse in the birth rate and there's an aging population. So what that means, of course, since the population is dropping, the price of labor will go up. When the price of labor goes up, you get more automation. So the idea that you need mass immigration to deal with the declining birth rate is completely false. Completely false. The birth rate in the past was like 6 to 8. Then it went down to like 4 to 6. Then it went down to 2 to 4. Now it's somewhere below 2 or like below 1, even in some places like South Korea. So who cares? And let's say that for some reason the laws of economics are completely suspended, right? There's no laws of economics at all. And somehow the fact that there are fewer people to work in no way drives automation. And let's say that, you are going to have less income, even though there are fewer people in the workforce. Well, so fewer people in the workforce, again, this is just second order thinking. What happens if you have fewer people, fewer adults, more old people, and fewer young people? Well, what happens to the price of housing? It collapses, which is great if you want to start a family, right? This is how it's supposed to work. This is how the ebb and flow in society is supposed to work. If there are more kids, then you're going to end up with a higher price of housing. And then when there are, I mean, I know that the price of housing is elastic, but, or the supply of housing is elastic, But if there are fewer people, then the price of housing goes down, which means it then becomes cheaper to have children and the wages go up because there are fewer people. So just the idea that, well, you know, if there are fewer people working, there's just less money. You know, let's say that there are 100 million people making $50,000 a year, and that goes down to 50 million people. That means that your GDP goes down by half. It's like, it really doesn't. It really doesn't mean that at all. It really doesn't at all. Oh my God, it doesn't at all. What does it mean? Well, it means that people will end up being paid double because there are half as many. Or there'll be more automation, which will increase worker productivity. So, doesn't mean that at all. But then this is just stupid people. 100 million people at 50K a year. Okay, that's a huge, huge economy. But boy, if there are only 50 million people at 50K a year, I mean, like, there's no other variable. There's no other variable that changes. It's one variable. One variable, that's all that happens. That is the saddest, stupid stuff around, right? But thank goodness the flu vaccine was invented 83 years ago. Thank goodness the flu vaccine was invented 80 years ago. So now we don't have to worry about the flu anymore. 82 years ago. 82? Something like that. Long time ago. A long time ago. Fauci was pardoned back to 2014. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's see here. Let's get to your comments. Well, this was the issue of bullying, right? Bullying. Well, that's a whole other topic. We'll talk about that another time. All right. Every school child should have to watch videos of Milton Friedman. Yeah, for sure. For sure. The pain of Dunning-Kruger. Yeah. The period people. Well, it's just like this, period. If the workforce goes down, the economy goes down, period. It's that simple. That's right. Because the complex choices of 330 million people are just down to one variable and it's totally simple. When people say it's simple, they say, I'm a simpleton. What do you think about China's new AI? Well, this is an interesting thing about China. Have you seen these videos where the Chinese government wants to build a highway and there's a guy who won't sell his house, so they build the highway around the guy? I mean, so apparently the communist government has such respect for property rights, they will never take your home if they can't convince you to sell it, where of course eminent domain would just have you, the government in the West would force you to sell, to quote, sell your house, which is not just to steal your house, right? So, I mean, oh my gosh, well, in China, you can't criticize the government. And it's like, but there are groups you can't criticize in the West. So I don't know. I don't know, man. So China's new AI, it would be interesting to know where they got all their data sets from. And as we know, the Biden administration was super friendly to China, super friendly to China, to the point where it seems like they were funding the Wuhan lab. I mean, it's funny, you know, because back in the day, I mean, I did a whole video called The Case Against China, showing how it came from the Chinese lab. And but I didn't think that the Americans had funded it. That didn't cross my mind because I'm just such a naive, innocent waif. So the China's new AI, well, China's new AI is not programmed for political correctness, right? So it's not feminine. It's not sparing people's feelings, right? For a lot of women, and some men, of course, right? But for a lot of women, protecting feelings is more important than promoting truth. So China's AI will have some frank and brutal truths that would be unacceptable in the West. Because the fields over real stuff where is it offensive as opposed to is it true allows manipulators and the immature to weaponize being offended against the truth, which is, and I mean, basically the West is, it's all just new blasphemy laws. That's all it is. It's upsetting and an affront to my faith for you to ask these questions or raise these issues. And the new blasphemy laws of political correctness are very brutal. It's sociopathic thinking that people are just little interchangeable resource units. Yeah, for sure. Everyone's a pawn, right? Bum, bum, bum. Unlimited energy via solar. What a load of codswallop. Unlimited energy via solar. Yeah, well, until there's a hailstorm or it's cloudy. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but the technology is nowhere where it needs to be. Like the wind farms, right? After 20 years, they're still not paid off, and then you got to dispose of them. Or how much oil does it take to grease up the giant wind farms? 20-foot countersunk concrete. I've heard a woman tell 35-year-old single moms that they're still in their prime. Right. I've just been listening to early 2020 podcasts. Who'd have thunk it came from a lab? Yeah. So the cover story as to why Fauci is pardoned is that, well, Trump's just going to go after him irrationally, so we need to pardon him to avoid unjust prosecution. But you see this, there's a terrible, it's a crushing meme. It's this woman looking kind of goggle-eyed, and it's like when the guy you took medical advice from has to get a presidential pardon. Are you working on any new philosophies? I'm not sure what that means. Everything is new. As in something on the level of UPB, RTR, or PCP. PCP, what, I could take on 10 cops? Nothing sets me off like healthcare is a human right, or the wealthy pay your fair share when half the people in the U.S. pay no federal taxes. Sure. Healthcare is a human right. It's demonic, right? So people who, and this is what I would always say, is if people said healthcare is a human right, I'm like, well, why haven't you become a doctor and you give your work away for free? Well, because of the system. It's like, no. If healthcare is a human right, you should become a doctor and give away your services for free. So if you haven't done that, then you don't really believe that it's a human right, because if it's a human right, you should provide it. But everybody wants to be on the receiving end of these quote rights. Nobody wants to be on the delivery end of those quote rights. A wealthy pay your fair share. Yeah, that's just envy and resentment. Rocking the Voldemort look. Is that me? Oh, yeah, because I got a haircut. Yeah. They're so nice at the hair. When I sit down with my stupid tufts at the hairdressers, or, well, the barbers, really. They're so nice because they're like, oh, how do you want it? And I'm like, it's very nice for you to offer, but just basically give me a number one buzz. I don't want to shave it completely because that just gives me cancer flashbacks, but just give me a number one buzz, square on the back. Let's not pretend I got a lot of options here, but it's very nice for them to offer. How do you want it styled? Well, in the past, if you got a time machine, we can talk. No, the way that you, so how you destroy a society is you manipulate and strip mine people's sentimentality for old poor people to give them pensions and healthcare. And then you convince the young not to have any children. And then within about a generation or a generation and a half, you destroy the economy. It's beautiful. I mean, so talk about your fifth generation warfare. It's fantastic. All right. Frank says, I've always used negative internal dialogue to push myself to grow. You suck it and need to do better. How can I change my internal dialogue to push myself to do better without beating myself up? Ah, that's interesting. Well, competence is fun. Competence is fun. Like if you've ever played a racket sport, I have this war in my mind when I play racket sports because I try to control it with my mind, just do this, do that, and it doesn't work. And my body's like, fuck off and let me play. Like you get all the philosophy stuff. I just supply your brain. So you get to do all the philosophy stuff. It's my body's time to play. So then when I stop trying to control it, I do like 1,000 times better. So there's just that battle. So competence it's just more fun. I enjoy racket sports more when I just let myself play and don't try and control, oh, I'm going to do this strategy, that, because it doesn't work, right? My body resists and says, no, it's my playtime, not your stupid brain. Your brain gets it. Brain gets most of the playtime. This is my playtime. So not you suck at and need to do better, but I mean, competence is more enjoyable, right? I mean, when you see like incredible guitarists like Stevie Ray Vaughan or Prince do their thing, like go watch Prince at the benefit concert after George Harrison died, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, watch him do his solo. It's just mind-boggling. It's literally mind-boggling how he could make that guitar sing. He was one of the best guitarists and, of course, mostly known for his falsetto and tight pants, but when you see somebody who's so competent that they really just play and he gives a smile, I remember that smile in Purple Rain where he just smiles while he's playing because it's just so automatic, as opposed to someone who's kind of hunched over and trying to remember where to put their fingers. Competence is just more fun. So aiming to become better at things is hedonistic in a way. It's discipline that leads to hedonism, right? Like working out and eating well is discipline that leads to the hedonism of not falling apart physically or getting overweight and joint pains and stuff like that. So it's more fun to not have joint pains and to be fat and short of breath. That's no fun at all, right? I mean, chronic smoker David Lynch could barely cross a room in the last year or two of his life because his emphysema got so bad, I think. So you know, there's not much hedonism at all. So it's more fun. Not you suck at, but won't I enjoy it more if I'm better at it, right? Aim for happiness, and happiness requires discipline. All right. Somebody says, Steph, when does a person go from just being unwilling to reason into being willing to commit evil? What's the difference there? So people who are unwilling to reason because they want to maintain control over their own narratives, because narratives is, I just did a show on this morning, one of my Bible verses. A narrative is how you get to commit evil. So for instance, we all know that the sort of steps of genocide, you have to dehumanize the group that you're going to slaughter, right? Which is why the modern world is so concerning, right? You have to dehumanize the groups that you're going to mass murder. We saw this with the Hutsis and the Tutsis in Africa. Is it Ethiopia? They're cockroaches. We saw this in various places where you just see this dehumanization. So you have to have a narrative wherein they're not human, they are contemptible, they are scum. And so rationally, they're not, right? Rationally, they're just other human beings. So people oppose reason because reason interferes with the narratives that are needed to justify their immorality, right? So I know this from personal experience, right? So if you're coming up with arguments that upset other people, then they will say, well, you're a Nazi, you're a white supremacist, you're a whatever it is, right? And phrenologist or whatever, right? So they do that so that they can justify their aggression against you. So there's a narrative, right? Now, the factual basis or the rational basis is to say, Is it true? Is it true what's being said? And is it important? Is it relevant, right? And the way it's gone in the modern world, and this is just the result of more feminine gynocracy, right? More feminine dominance in social discourse is it nice? Is this upsetting? Is it unkind? Does it make people sad or mad or feel bad, right? As opposed to, is it true? So people oppose reason because reason interferes with the internal narratives that they need in order to do be immoral, right? So it's necessary but not sufficient. Not, of course, not everyone who's unwilling to reason becomes a great evildoer, but all great evildoers have to abandon reason ahead of time. If there's any threat to freedom at school, it's modern-day slavery happening in broad daylight. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay, if economics is so simple, how much will I have to pay on average for a loaf of bread in a year from now? Right. Are the free speech police in the UK as bad as reported? I assume worse because of the chilling effect, right? When did you lose your virginity? Well, why would you assume that? So when historians 1,000 years from now look at the fall of the West, will they blame women getting the vote? No, I don't think so. I think they will blame state power as a whole. Women getting the vote is just one manifestation of state power. Solar collecting satellites beam power down, not ground-based solar. I know the difference. It will take a few decades, so will fusion. Fine, but sooner started, the sooner done. Yeah, that's great. If you believe that's possible, then you should invest in it and make it happen, right? But all the people who think that the economy is just down to one thing, it's like, why aren't you already rich? If you understand the economy so well, then here, so I said, here's, you know, the answer would be people say, oh, well, if, you know, we lose the illegals, then the price of food would go through the roof. And it's like, okay, so then you need to short the stocks of the farms and food production companies. Because, you know, as the price of food goes up, their stock price might go down. So you should short those stocks. And if you really believe your thesis, you should. And then if you become a billionaire by shorting the stocks, then you can send money to the people who've been deported, right? You can help them, right? You can really help them. And if people are like, well, I haven't done that. I'm not going to do that, right? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, well, then you're just talking. If you have certain knowledge about something that's the economic, right? If you have certain knowledge of something, then you should invest in it. And then you can make a fortune and you can help all the people you claim are being so terribly mistreated. Right? It's that simple. And if they won't do it or haven't done it, well then, right? But then it's just noise, right? Well, there's going to be this huge economic change. Well, you know, all economic change, you can profit from. You can profit from all big economic. So if you know for certain that there's going to be this big economic change, then you can buy or sell futures, right? I mean, let's just talk about, you think that, without illegals, that the price of pork is going to go high. Well, then you can work with pork futures to short them, right? And then you can make an absolute fortune. It's like, well, I don't have that much money. It's like, well, you start small and then you make more and more profit and then you get bigger and bigger, right? So I don't, people just making noise. They're just sniffing their own farts, loving the sound of their own voice, and they love sounding smart to stupid people, right? They love sounding smart to stupid people. Oh, yeah, that's true, man. And you've really thought about these things. You know, people who haven't thought about anything. Somebody says, I have great hair, 34, and will until I'm 80. I waste a lot of time having to do my hair. What do you mean you have to do your hair? You don't have to do your hair. You don't have to do your hair. All right. The cat lady recently died. How do so many women get so addicted to plastic surgery to the point where they end up grotesque monsters? That's not common, though. That's not common. Has your mother watched your channel, do you reckon? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. What would you say to a friend who is dabbling in nihilism, i.e., why do the right thing when you can gain more, not bothering, who cares, life is meaningless, but is open to virtue? Why do the right thing when you can gain more from not bothering? Well, there's a couple of reasons that you can sell morality to, a couple of ways you can sell morality to practical people, right? I mean, the moral is the practical, but so in business, why would you do the right thing rather than chisel and scam and steal? So that you get a good reputation and your costs of business go down. If you are known as a guy who always keeps his word, you don't need $50,000 worth of legal fees for every transaction. A handshake is great. So it's very practical from that standpoint. The reason why you want to have integrity is the only way that you generally gain by cheating is if people believe you have integrity. I mean, if you go up to someone and you say, hey, I really want to pretend to be honest, but I'm actually going to cheat you, and people won't do business with you. So you have to pretend to be honest in order to exploit people, right? And so that kind of lying and falsehood is not good for you, because you have to pretend to be something you are not, which means that your actual essence is repugnant to others and repugnant to you. It's not practical. You can't be authentic. You can't be genuine. You have to falsify everything, which means that you're emotionally inaccessible, which means you can't fall in love. And falling in love is the greatest good in the world, if it's honorable love, which is really the only kind of love that there is. So if you have to falsify everything about your existence in order to make all of this profit, because you have to lie to people about who you really are, there's an absolute dichotomy between your public self and your private self, which means nobody can ever get to know you, because those manipulative defenses and those falsifications don't just vanish, in the evening. And so you will be a false, manipulative, lying person, which means nobody can ever get close to you. You can never have any genuine human contact. You can't ever fall in love. You can't ever lower your defenses. It's a horrible way to live. It's really, really unpleasant and really difficult. And then you end up with a bunch of stuff. Let's say you get a bunch of stuff, but it's the oldest reality in the world that stuff does not make you happy, right? Look at all the people who win the lottery. The majority of them end up bankrupt and miserable. And of course, the poor people in the world these days are getting more resources than even kings could get a couple of hundred years ago. And they're still often quite poor and miserable and so on, right? So that is sort of fact and reality. And the other thing too, if you have kids, and if you are honest with your children and you say you need to lie, steal, and cheat and bully and manipulate and do whatever you can to get resources, if you say all of that, then you can never be close to your kids and your kids won't respect you. And if your kids won't respect you, you're not going to have any authority with them. If you don't have any authority with them, they'll end up doing terrible things, which you'll be on the hook for, and it will be a miserable existence. All right. Somebody says, I joined Blue Sky and I've never seen so much hate for expressing conservative views in my life. Vile replies from leftists, including expletives. I thought the left was about peace, love, and understanding. No. No, that's just a cover, right? That's like the love bombing of a cult, right? Who is Steph talking to? I'm not sure. Yeah, it's funny because India is now saying, well, you know, all these H-1B visa people who might be coming back to India, it's really bad because there's going to flood the market and lower the price of labor. Really? How interesting. How about we talk about how to maintain morality while not becoming victims? Okay. I'm not sure what that means. Yeah, you can trust me, and my lawyers will draw up the contract from the firm Dewey, Cheatham & Howe. Right. Some girl saw me walking by her apartment one time and asked me in to help her do something with a hammer. Then she said, "You're not going to kill me, right?" Like I was an honest murderer. No, she was probably flirting with you by putting you in the role of protector. Honestly, I'm a little broken around doing the right thing. I find it very difficult not to point out things I think are incorrect. It does not make me many friends. Huh? What does that mean? I'm a little broken. I find it very difficult not to point out things I think are incorrect. It does not make me many friends. Well, that's a false dichotomy if ever I heard one. Do you think that people can be friends if they don't know your true thoughts and opinions and perspectives and feelings and ideas and arguments? You think people can be friends? The fuck are you doing talking about friendships as if, well, the more I lie to myself and others, the fewer friends I have. It's like your only chance of having friends is to tell the truth. Everything else is bullshit proximity. If the price of being in contact with someone is having to lie to them, then you're lying to yourself about that it's a friendship. Right. I find it very difficult to point out things I think are incorrect. In other words, people get mad at you for telling the truth. But the fundamental falsehood there is you think that people can be your friends if you are forced, if they force you or bully you to lie to them. They're not friends. Friends care about what you think and feel, right? That's what friends do. They care about what you think and feel. And friends do not get offended if you say your honest thoughts and feelings. They may disagree with them. In fact, I'm sure at times they will. They're not friends if they're just complying. But friends accept who you are and value your thoughts and feelings. And friends are humble in that everybody has things that they think that are unacceptable to the mainstream. Everybody who thinks things that are unacceptable to the mainstream. See, I was thinking about this morning. Why do people conform? People conform to others because they have a very bad relationship with their own conscience. I'm not saying this is you. I'm just saying people in general conform to others because they have a very bad relationship with their own conscience. And the more, so they have a bad relationship with their own conscience, therefore they need the approval of others. So if you don't have the approval of yourself, you either change your behavior to gain self-approval or you run into the syrupy squid tentacle arms of other people's approval and then you say, well, I'm good because other people say I'm good. Not I'm good because I conform to abstract standards of morality and integrity and honesty. So if you have a bad relationship with your own conscience, that's your conscience saying you should act in a better manner, should be more honest and braver. That discomfort, a lot of people drug themselves with conformity to avoid the lashings of a bad conscience. It is a drug, right? Like some people who have social anxiety, well, instead of dealing with that social anxiety, they will instead drug themselves with alcohol. It's a big, big one for social anxiety, right? That's a big one. Some people who have, they're stuck in a low social circle that condemns and attacks any attempts they make to improve themselves, right? So if you've ever been in a low social circle, and of course I grew up in a low social circle, and when I really worked to improve myself, there was a fair amount of hostility in all of that. A fair amount of, oh, you think you're better than us, or oh, you just think you're all that, or whatever it is, right? And that was kind of unpleasant. So one of the reasons that people turn to weed is they have potential that they are not manifesting out of fear of disapproval from the losers around them. And so they drug themselves to stay down there. They drug themselves to avoid their own potential, because trying to achieve their own potential is going to bring them into contempt and conflict with those around them. You know, the real slavery is horizontal, right? The real slavery is horizontal. All right. Hello, Steph.
Hello, Sander.
What do you do when your toddler just cries and you don't know why? My son is 19 months old, and sometimes we just don't know why he cries after checking hunger, food, diaper, hugs, cuddles, toys, and everything else we can think of. He barely uses any intelligible words right now. He'll shake his head to show he doesn't want something, but beyond that, he doesn't understand verbal communication yet. Ooh, at 19 months? That's a smidge late, isn't it? I'm no doctor or anything like that, but I think my daughter, my wife kept a list of all of my daughter's words, starting pretty young. Okay, average age, babies start using words. She definitely was chatting at about a year for sure. All right. Four to six months, baby size will give way to babbling. 7 to 12 months, your child's babbling will begin to sound more like words. They'll intentionally repeat sounds like gaga. All you hear is radio gaga. Around 12 months, they usually say their first word, depends on the race. Hi, bye-bye. My daughter was big on elbow. Elbow. At 19 to 24 months, the toddlers have a language explosion around 19 to 20 months. After several weeks of slow progress, they suddenly start learning words at a ferocious rate, as many as 9 words every day. Why? Yeah, okay. So I'm obviously no experts, and don't take anything I'm saying as any kind of medical or psychological or neurological advice, for heaven's sakes, because I'm just a podcaster. But if I were in your shoes, I would go and have my child evaluated to figure out why there are no words at 19 months. So I would, I assume the crying has something to do with frustration or sort of the lack of communication. So if he doesn't understand verbal communication at 19 months, it's well worth getting him, in my view, again, take the doctor's advice, but I would, if I were in your shoes, I would go and get him evaluated. And I wish you the very best with that. All right. On the topic of willingness to commit evil versus unwillingness to reason, I thought that the characters Gollum and Boromir are hardly handy to think about. Boromir wasn't reasonable, but hadn't committed evil yet and repented. Gollum abandoned reason for the possession of the Ring of Power. It would be easier to convince Boromir to correct course than Gollum. And I think it may be important to identify who's the Gollums and Boromirs in our lives, not messing up the two, so we can help the right ones. Okay, so tell me the number of people in your life who have done evil and repented and recovered. Tell me the number of people in your life who've done significant evil and repented and recovered. My wife gets mad at me when I express conservative views when we are with friends, most of whom are overly educated liberals. She says we will lose friends. If so, they're not friends. But that's a male-female difference, right, as a whole. My daughter spoke late. She got very frustrated about communication. Yeah. I've read you need to say 21,000 words a day for your baby for proper linguistic development. Yeah, definitely talk to. Somebody says, that's a great point about weed use. It's why I used that crap for a decade. Yeah. Not just a podcaster, Steph. You're a philosopher, LOL. That's a false dichotomy, isn't it? Let's see here. I am on the autism spectrum, so I'm sensitive to issues like that. They can test early for signs. You can get formal diagnosis by 5, my friend's youngest son being monitored and diagnosed for that age 3 or 4. Yeah, I think it's worth talking to your doctor and seeing if you can get a referral and all of that. Okay, so the number of people that people have known who have done significant evil and recovered, 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, maybe 1, no one. 2, me and my husband, but I suppose that depends on extent or definition of evil. 2, I have also my husband. Yeah. Okay. So, that's so, and I'm sorry, because I know it sounds like I'm switching the definition, and maybe I am, but let me just be a little bit more clear about what I'm talking about. So, with a husband and a wife, if one person morally improves, the other person has to morally improve or the marriage tends to end. So it's very high stakes. You don't have that with other people in your life. You don't have that with family. You don't have that with friends. You don't have that with business colleagues. And I'm sorry, because I know this sounds like a switcheroo, and it was my lack of clarity at the beginning. So I apologize to that. I don't like the term autism. I just really don't like it. I these days, I'm not saying there aren't any autistic people, but I'm just saying that this autism thing has just become a synonym for integrity these days, or honesty. Well, if you're honest, even with social blowback, you must be autistic, right? I think it's bad. So, if it's you and your husband, the stakes are so high and you have such an investment in each other, particularly if you have kids, that it's not a fair comparison for moral improvement with you and just others as a whole. So my question is, without, and I apologize for being unclear before, without very high stakes, massive investment, close contact and encouragement like a marriage has, how many people in your life do you know have morally improved outside of a spouse? I mean, I've did some wrong things when I was a kid. In my teens, I never did any great evils, but somebody says, I did terrible things, but the road of redemption and virtue is completely worth it. Good for you. Good for you. So, yeah, people, spouses, going to have to take that off the equation. Somebody says 1. Somebody says, outside of having a spouse, 0. A spousal relationship is just so different from everything else. You know, I was just talking about in the show this morning. So I've been married to my wife for 22 years. We've known each other 23 years. And, you know, we've had the enormous blessing of, you know, both working from home. So we get to spend most of our days together. So we've been married really for about 150 years. This is what was so funny for me, of people like, well, you know, I had to spend time. My marriage really suffered when I had to spend time home over COVID. And it's like, marriage has only got better. The more time we spend together, the happier we are. Anyway. Somebody says, I know of one, my business partner, who completely changed the life of hedonistic drug use and abuse of others to virtue. Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Did he find God, or how did that, do you know why, how that came about? Well, so here's a test, right? So here's a test. The COVID is a great moral test, right? So how many people do you know who got behind all of the tyrannical COVID measures and fell into the line, what was it, Biden's White House saying? The people who aren't vaccinated are going to face a winter of severe disease and death. How many people, now that the truth has come out, how many people have apologized? This would be a basic mark of integrity, right? How many people that you know who came down like you on a ton of bricks if you were skeptical of the vaccine and its virtues and values, how many, or did not believe, as I never believed, in the virtues and values of the lockdowns and so on, how many people have, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, absolutely, all of this stuff, how many people have come back and apologized to you for that and said, oof, you know, I really did get kind of sucked in. That was, you know, pretty, I guess I kind of panicked and I really threw you under the bus. And it turns out that, you know, even if they don't think that you were perfect, right? Even if they don't think you were perfect, have they come back to you and said, you had a point? You had a point. That is, to me, just a basic integrity. Have you commented on the Elon Musk Nazi salute? From my heart to yours, right? No, that's not a Nazi salute. That's, I mean, honestly, I think it's, I'm not saying it was conscious, what Elon Musk did, but it was absolutely brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. I love the fact that he did that gesture and the left went nuts, because it shows that they've learned nothing and it's further destroying their brand. The Democrats are going to have a very tough time. I mean, not to pat myself on the back too much. I talked about this, years ago, saying that the Hispanic population in particular, but the immigrant population as a whole, was going to turn on the Democrats and become more conservative. I even made the joke like the Mexicans did not flee Mexico in order to turn America into Mexico, right? Like if you're fleeing Mexico, this big sombrero of leftism coming behind you to turn America into Mexico, they don't want that as a whole, right? So, I mean, that was as predictable as sunrise, and I talked about this like 10 years ago. But the fact that they're still hallucinating Nazis everywhere is beautiful. I mean, they have so much to, they're never going to over, how are they going to overcome? You know, how is the media going to overcome the fact that they covered up Joe Biden's half brain for 4+ years? I mean, how can you possibly, like, it was blindingly obvious to everyone and the media claims they had no idea. I mean, that's just a base, and that's not a partisan issue, right? That's just so. So the fact that they went full Nazi hysteria rather than saying, you know, all of this seeing Nazis everywhere really didn't help us with regards to the election, so maybe we should cool that shit for a while. Nope. They can't stop. They can't help themselves. It's just Pavlovian, right? There's a Nazi. So I thought it was brilliant to show people, and again, I'm not saying it was conscious on his part, but I thought it was brilliant just to show people that they've learned nothing and nothing has changed. And they shouldn't, right? So, I mean, this means that they'll have to go for more cheaty stuff, right? Elon is literally autistic. He announced it. Yeah, but I don't know what that means anymore. I'm not good at reading social cues. Well, that used to be called eccentric. All right, now I don't have anyone in my life who believes in the COVID BS except work acquaintances. Right. But did they at some point in the past, right? All right. A diagnosis could be a roadblock to make an excuse that I can never adapt to the world. Oh, this is the guy with the kid. Well, again, I mean, is there something that you can do? Some intervention that could occur? Might be worthwhile. All right. I still work with people who wear masks at work, yeah. Being autistic just means you don't have a hive mind. Yeah, and it's denormalizing integrity and saying that integrity is a form of brain dysfunction. We don't want that, do we? We don't want that. I mean, people could say to me, well, Steph, you just missed all these social cures and wrecked your career. And you just, you know, it's like, I just told the truth. You know, you're autistic, man. You don't understand the world. Just say stuff, even though people get mad. Liberalism is not a mental disease. No, it's not a mental disease. No, not a mental disorder. It's corruption. It's mental. It's a moral issue. It's moral corruption. This, everything's a disease. Everything dysfunctional is a disease. Alcoholism is a disease. It's like, no. By the way, I mean, I don't mean to nag overly, but I've had a grand total of $10 for my hour of labor. Oh my God, I'm an illegal. But if you could help out the show, I would really appreciate this. I'm not calling you cheap, but I'm not calling you the opposite of cheap either. Unless you've donated for recently, in which case, enjoy the show, don't bother. But if you could help out the show, I'd really appreciate that. So I don't feel like I'm making the same money I made when I was 12. That would be excellent. I mean, I think it's a quality show. I've struggled in here, despite being sick, just to make philosophy work better for people. So if you could help out at freedomain.com/donate, you can donate, of course, on the Rumble app and the Locals app. I would appreciate that. And let's do another couple of questions. Do 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 do. To me, if it doesn't show up in a brain scan, I have doubts. I believe you actually are autistic. I've been watching you since your Elliot Rodger vid in 2014. But I'm not autistic at all. I read social cues very well. Very well. If I was autistic and didn't understand human emotions or human motivations or human thoughts, how on earth would I have a lineup as long as a Trump rally for call-in shows? How could I, like, literally figure out people's dreams on the fly? I mean, come on, man. This would be ridiculous. That's really a pathetic statement to make. That's really a pathetic statement to make that I'm autistic. No, I know the cost of what it is that I'm doing. I just choose the truth over lying and conformity. But that's what I mean. And people say, oh, I think you're autistic, man, because you're different. It's like, anyway. I'll donate on Free Domain. Thank you. freedomain.com/donate. I get that it is not helping honest in a world ruled by Satan, but that is why I rely on God to overcome the world. Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I really appreciate your time, Steph, particularly as you are sick. Yes, I'm autistic, and that's why I have such a wonderful relationship with my wife and daughter. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. It doesn't mean that you can't understand people's thoughts. Okay, I'll bite. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? If it's not social awkwardness and inability to read cues and odd obsessions and like, what does that mean? Tell me what it means. My father took one shot of the non-vaccine, didn't get side effects, and reluctantly changed his vote to the most libertarian party over the hysteria. There are Aspergers who have wonderful relationships with their spouses and children. Not quite sure I followed that. Now we're talking about Aspergers. So then I mean, I'm autistic. I have Asperger's. What does any of this mean? So you're going to have to give me a definition. Somebody says, I had a boss tell me I was autistic because I'm anxious with certain people and I'm good with computers. What a strong diagnostic. What a strange diagnostic criteria. Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. So, autistic means I can have great relationships, deeply understand people's thoughts, I'm a great communicator, and so on. So, you're just going to have to tell me what it is. I'm still happy to get a definition. I'm still happy to get a definition. My wife is a mental health professional, right? You know that, right? All right. Any other questions or comments? I don't think we're going to get. Yeah, just don't toss around this phrase with people. It's pretty unhealthy. It's pretty unhealthy. And I get that there are people who are autistic. I get that. And I even know one or two people like this, and you can really see it. You see it from the first time you chat with them. And I get that that's a real thing, but again, Elon Musk is autistic, and he has done all those things. What? He has done all of those things. So he's analyzed people's dreams, and he's had a quarter century marriage to a mental health professional. Yeah, I don't think so. Doesn't he have eight, like, baby mamas? But no, I don't. New show title, I Am Not Autistic. Is that screaming now? Yes. No, honestly, I view myself as utterly normal. I mean, the world's a little crazy. I view myself as utterly normal because I judge myself according to reason and evidence and honesty and integrity. So I view myself as utterly normal. As boringly, completely, and totally normal. In other words, I'm just a life that shows up when you're not terrified of everything. That's all I view myself as. It's just, this is what happens if you're not terrified of everything and you just tell the truth and take your lumps and who gives a shit, right? Oh no, they took some platforms. Oh no. Oh no, they took some income. Oh no. There's no better resource than a good conscience. Let's see here. There's this 60-year-old man who rides a bike around my town. His IQ is probably 60. Can't even drive a car. The girls at the diner claim he's autistic. Prophet Alex says, you are just proving it more and more. Okay, so you're just like a douchebag, right? Okay, let's, yeah, so I'm asking you for a definition and you are not providing one. So you are now to be completely ignored. You've lost all. I mean, I ask you for a definition, good faith, and that's really sad. That's really pathetic. Do, do, do. Okay, somebody says. Just looking here. I have actual psych. Okay, I don't even know what that means. All right, any other last questions or comments? I'm not going to do a super long show today because energy is not peaking. The flu is. You see the world in a way that very few others do. What are you talking about? I see the world in a way that very few others do. Well, no, I see the world in the way that people would see it if they were honest and unafraid. I see the world in the way that everyone would see it if they were honest and unafraid. I'm just honest about the way that I see the world. Other people are dishonest. They all agree with me. I mean, who disagrees with the non-aggression principle? Who disagrees with universal morality? Right? Who disagrees with IQ? Everybody, if they're honest about it and look at the facts and the data, then they see things the way that they are. So I don't see the world a different way. I just see the world as it is. And other people will lie to themselves. And because they're frightened, right? Yeah, and I'm not hypersensitive to physical sensations at all. So that's another thing, right? All right, have yourselves a wonderful afternoon. Steph's mind works uniquely. Nope. I honestly don't think so. Steph's mind works uniquely, but I agree that he's only seeing things how they are. My mind does not work uniquely. My mind works the way that the mind is supposed to work. The mind is supposed to figure out reality. And if you say something is true, it's supposed to be true. Like, nobody's going to disagree with that, that if you say something is true, it really ought to be true, right? That is not, it's not unique. Everybody agrees with me. That's why they get so mad at me. Like, why do people get so mad at me and deplatform me? Because they can't disprove me, right? Deplatforming is the result of a failure to disprove, right? So with the IQ stuff, I talked to 17 of the world's renowned experts on IQ. I lined everything up. I got the facts. People on the left and the right who all accepted the IQ arguments. So, and this is one of the reasons I got banned, is people would say to me, well, I think the IQ stuff is false. And I'm like, hey, don't like go and talk to these people. I talked to all of the world scientists, renowned experts on IQ and all of that. I even talked to Jordan Peterson about it and nobody disagreed. These were all facts. So I got deplatformed because I couldn't be disproven. That's all. So it's not a unique mind. Everybody says my opinions are true and I just check. I just check, that's all. I just check, which is what you're supposed to do. So it's not unique. It's not unique like some weird wrinkle in space-time or some sinister magical genius thing. It's nothing like that. It's just, I don't want to lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness is very, very important to me. I was raised to tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth though the skies fall, right? I was raised to be honest. Society told me, be honest. So, that's the reality. Dear, that's great. Yeah, they don't censor lies. They censor the truth, yeah. I mean, if they were concerned about lies, people would have been censored for lying the world into war, or people would have been censored for creating the COVID hysteria. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. Stuff like the Taylor Swift eggs thing, a neurotypical would never talk like that. Well, but the neurotypical is crazy. The neurotypical is false and manipulative, right? So if you are in a world of superstition and you are a scientist, you are not typical. But that's called progress. Do you want to be the average? The average is falsehood, lying, manipulation, and getting injected with mystery juice because the government says it's totally safe. That's neurotypical, right? I mean, that's really sad. So yes, I am not. I don't know. I don't know what neurotypical exactly means, but yes, I think for myself. And the neurotypical is to swallow propaganda and regurgitate it with aggression and violence and ostracism. So to be lied into turning against your own family, yeah, that's neurotypical, I suppose. So yes, I'm not that. But that's like the people who are anti-communists in a communist country or skeptical of communists. They're, why are they autistic? They're just not neurotypical. It's sad. It's sad. All right. Have yourself a beautiful afternoon. If you're listening to this later, freedomain.com/donate. I really would appreciate your help and support. Love you guys to death. Thank you for a wonderful day. And we will talk to you soon. And have a great Sunday. Lots of love from up here. Bye.